In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD. From New Jersey, it's Corey Hilpman. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Andy.
You're in northern Jersey? Where are you?
I am. I'm actually living in Oakland, New Jersey.
No, it's practically New York State, isn't it?
That's right. It's pretty close, about 30 minutes from the city.
But you're a young guy, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 23.
You've been writing songs a long time, but you've been playing instruments for a long time. Which one? Or both?
Kind of both. For me, they kind of started at the same time.
Did you take lessons in any particular instrument?
I started self-taught. Played piano in middle school. I started kind of just looking stuff up on YouTube, playing off of video game themes and that type sort of thing, and wanted to learn how to read music. So then I took some lessons to read music. But after that, I was just kind of more into writing songs and learning whatever songs I wanted to learn online.
Where did you go to school? Where did you go to college?
I actually went to school out in Elizabethtown College, Pennsylvania.
Did you study music there?
Yeah, I did. I was actually started as a music therapy major, and then I switched to music education. Switched one last time to music performance and composition, because I guess I couldn't get away from my love for performing.
Have you been in bands over the years?
Yeah, actually, I was actually in a Christian rock band in high school.
And so you figured you'd do it on your own, play all the instruments pretty much?
Yeah, right now I'm just kind of doing like solo acoustic shows and stuff. And I just, this EP that I just released is the first time I really tried to combine the instruments and have a full band sound.
What's the EP you just released?
It's called Whispers After Dark.
You got a very interesting recording concepts. You kind of sample all kinds of sounds, like crickets, and a siren is in there somewhere. Where do you get those sounds?
Yeah, those were actually just kind of either caught in the moment, or I recorded those crickets one night just on my iPhone because it was a great recording, and I knew I wanted to use it somewhere. So those recordings that we got, Lewis Elton helped me out from EltonAudioEntertainment.com.
Everyone hears those sounds, like sirens and crickets. They're pretty common, especially if you get a little bit north, right? But very few people actually hear it as something useful.
Yeah, I like to find like the beauty in music and everything, because everything has some kind of artistic beauty to it.
Where do your songs come from? What kind of inspirations?
Most of them are pretty personal to my life and just experiences I've had. Most of the songs on this EP were love songs written, you know, for a girlfriend in high school at the time.
Do you write breakup songs as well as love songs?
Yes, with every good relationship comes a good breakup, right?
Wow. I'll tell you, the best songs are breakup songs.
Yep, I've got quite a few of both.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, Corey Hilpman. Do you have a day job that supports your music habit, or do you just kind of do this all the time?
I wish I could do it all the time. I work construction, actually, during the day.
Really?
I actually work for my dad. It's a local business.
Oh, well, give him a free plug. What's his company's name?
DPH Construction is the company. It's based right out of Oakland, New Jersey.
Okay, what kind of stuff do you do? He's got you sitting there reading magazines, collecting a paycheck? You wish.
Nope, but I know I'm out wearing the hard hat. Carpentry stuff. A little bit of everything.
Corey, I understand you also teach music, true?
Yeah, that's right. I'm teaching lessons, piano lessons. I teach at the Music and Arts in Ramsey, New Jersey, and I teach house lessons, too.
So, Corey, where can people hear your music, more of it?
Right now, I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook called Corey Hilpman Music, and my EP is on Spotify, so you can look up my name. Just remember, I'm Corey with a K and Hilpman with two N's.
Okay, so it's HILPMANN, Hilpman, right? Corey with a K,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And speaking of all that, what is your website? Do you have one?
I don't use a website just yet. I'm still working on it. But I mostly use Facebook and Instagram. I'm on Bandcamp and Spotify, and you can download the EP on cdbaby.com.
You mentioned gigs a little bit earlier. Do you have gigs coming up in the Hudson Valley, anywhere nearby?
I do, actually. On April 15th, I'm performing at the old Mexicali Blues, now called the Debonair Music Hall. Sunday, April 15th at 3 p.m. It's an all-acoustic show with a few artists. And that's in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Okay. Still not too far. Tell me about the song Lost in Your Eyes. What inspired that? You said it was a love song about a girl in high school?
Yes, that was Lost in Your Eyes was my first attempt at a love song, really. I was just inspired by love at the time and wanted to write a meaningful song about it. And I think it's one of those songs that kind of goes past time and kind of has to do with like more than just one person in your life, you know.
Yeah.
You come across many people and you can experience similar feelings for many people.
Sure, a lot of people can relate to it, and it's kind of a timeless sentiment, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear Lost in Your Eyes. From which EP again, Corey?
Whispers After Dark.
Whispers After Dark. It's Corey Hilpmann, H-I-L-P-M-A-N-N, in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Corey, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy.